I'm good, Sean. How are you?
Really, really good. Counting down the days. My gosh, July 1st is coming up for the Run for Reconciliation in St. Albert, Lyons Park at 21 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue. Now, what year is this for the run?
This is year 5, if you can believe it. We're really, really proud of that.
You should be, because I remember year 1 when you sent me a message. If I organize a run, do you think anybody will show up? And it was huge right off the bat, and now it's bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, every year it's been really successful, and we've had a lot of support from community members, participants. It's been great.
And the atmosphere you've created with this run, it really is just a community feel-good event.
It's really grassroots, but at the same time, it feels, like I always tell people, you're going to walk away with a really full heart, and you'll hopefully walk away with a little bit more knowledge on what reconciliation means and how you can go forward in your life. With the reconciliation and considering the 94 calls to action.
So what was the reason for starting the run in the first place?
It originally started when I just felt the impact of the 215 Kamloops discovery. And as a Métis person, I felt the need to do something. I just felt an urge. And so I wanted to educate myself a bit more in residential schools, and it just kept rolling. And now...
Here we are.
Yeah, an event.
Yeah. So it goes Canada Day, 9 a.m. until noon at Lyons Park in St. Albert. And we're doing something a little different this year. It's a fundraiser for the Poundmakers Treatment Center.
Yes. Yeah. We every year we raise funds for an organization that supports Indigenous initiatives. And we really wanted to bring that fun, like the fundraising, kind of closer to home. And Poundmakers Lodge Treatment Centers is actually located on a former site of the Edmonton Residential School near St. Albert's River Lot 56. And so we thought that felt appropriate and it felt really good. And this year is especially important to raise funds for them because they actually just had a fire on June 14th in their lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some of their residents were displaced, their kitchen. And so we feel really good about raising funds for them. And we have a GoFundMe. It's on our website, of course, and we always set the limit for 1996, which is the year that the last residential school in Canada closed, was 1996. Of course, we always hope to surpass that, and I believe as of today, we're sitting at 1990, so we're really, really close. We will hopefully surpass that this year.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind you will. It's the Run for Reconciliation. It's Canada Day, start time 9 a.m. until noon, Lyons Park in St. Albert. Online, it's runremrec.square.site. If you get on Google and just type in the Run for Reconciliation St. Albert, it comes up.
And it's a free event. We just ask that you register just so we know how many people are coming.
And it's a great run right along the Sturgeon River in St. Albert. We'd love to see you there on Canada Day.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes. We'll see you on Canada Day.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.